before breakfast. Tears ran down her cheeks, and she took hold of an egg. He tried to pull it out of her father's hand.
"Friend, Mr. Arables, I know more about, say,
raising
a little of pig than you do. Awakening makes trouble now run along, but it's unfair," cried Fern. "The pig couldn't help, began born small.
Being born small.
Could it, if I had been very small at first, would you have killed me?" Mrs. Arable smiled.
Mr.
Arable smiled.
Certainly not,
he said, looking down at his daughter with love. But this is different. A little girl is one thing. A little rumpty pig is another.
I see no differences,
replied Fern, still hanging on to the egg. "This is the most terrible case of
injustice
I ever heard of. A queer look came over John Arable's face. He seemed almost ready to cry himself. "All right," he said. "You go back to the house, and I will bring the rounds when I come in. I let you start work on a tape bottle like a baby. Then you see what troubled a pig can be." When Mr. Arable returned to the house,
an hour later,
he cried a cartoon under his arm. Fern was set for
upstairs,
changing her sneakers. The kitchen table was damp,
set
for breakfast, and the room smelled of coffee.
Bacon,
damp blaster, and oozed smoke from the stove. "Put it on her chair," said Mrs. Arable. Mr. Arable set the cartoon down at Fern's place. Then he walked to the sink and washed his hands and dried them on the
roller towel.
Fern came slowly down the stairs. Her eyes were red from crying as she
approached
her chair.
The cartoon wobbled,
and there was a scratching noise. Fern looked at Father. Then she lifted the lid of a cartoon. There inside, looking up at her, was the newborn pig. It was a white one. The morning light shined through its ears, turning them pink. He
he's yours, said Mr. Arable, saved from an untimely death. And may the good Lord forgive me for his foolishness. Fern couldn't take her eyes off the tiny pig. Oh, she whispered. Oh, look at him. He's absolutely perfect. She closed the cartoon carefully first. First, she kissed her father, then she kissed her mother. Then she opened the lid again, lifted the pig out, and held it against her cheek. At this moment, her brother Avery came into the room. Avery was 10. He was heavily armed, an air
rifle
in one hand, a wooden dagger in the other. What's that? He demanded. What Fern got? She got a gust of breakfast.
For
breakfast, said Mrs. Arable. Wash your hands and face, Avery. Let's see it, said Avery, setting his gum down. You can't call that miserable thing. A pig. That is fine.
Specimen
of a pig. It's no bigger than a white rat.